Well, this is an interview in English, but about a play that's in Dutch, and I'm going to say the name in English. It's Luc de Green, or Luc de Hoon, yeah. Who's going to tell us about...
Ernen tot me dood, till I die.
Tell us about the play.
Well, it's a play about leaving the place you were born and going into a new place. I was born in Arnhem. It's a small city in the east of the Netherlands. But now I live in Amsterdam and I study here. And the play is actually about Arnhem declaring war to Amsterdam and trying to fight for me and win me back. And I'm going to prepare Arnhem for her battle with Amsterdam, a battle that she is perhaps bound to lose.
As a lover of theatre, I always ask this question of theatre makers. So that could have been a novel, that could have been a film. Why did you decide to make it a piece of theatre?
No, it's definitely a piece of theatre because it's very much about me. It's very much about the liveness of the performer that is in front of you, that is telling about real things, that is in front of you, that can communicate with you as an audience. And I'm trying to use that as much as I can. So... in theater, you have the privilege to be live with your audience, and I think that's a great merit which you can't gain in novels or films.
Can we take you back in time to the very moment in your life when you decided this needs to be written?
Yeah, you can. It was actually when I lived here for like a year. And when I lived in Arnhem, I never considered myself a real Arnhemmer. But here, the more people were saying about, well, that's the province. It's a small town somewhere far away, and I was coming up for Arnhem. I was more and more fighting for Arnhem, and no, Arnhem is a great place. It has great art, great museum, great people, and I discovered myself. I found myself more and more an Arnhemmer. So in that way, I thought, well, that's strange because I never was, but now I am more and more attached to the place I left, and I left it very purposefully, and I with good reason I left Arnhem because I wanted to study here and I want to be in Amsterdam. But so then I decided, well, I think that's a good theme for a play.
And so did you sit up one night and write the whole thing, or how did it unfold?
No, it's a montage play, so it's built out of a lot of different acts and a lot of different things I want to tell about Arnhem and I want to make theater about. And so we went to a repetition room for 10 weeks and we tried out and we spoke with each other about what it is that we're looking for, and that way the play evolved, and it isn't going to be done till the last show ends. So that's, I think, also a great merit of theater, that you can always evolve it with your audience and with yourself, and it grows on you. So that's a great thing about theater, I think.
A slightly kind of deliberately cheeky question: how does the writer and the actor get on?
Very bad, very bad. No, it's you always want to make something, and you try to make it about real things. So It's always a battle between, can I play this, can I write this, do I want to do this? So it's hard, but it's also, I think it's a fascinating thing to be in a dialogue with yourself, between yourself, actor, and yourself, writer.
There's also the vision you've got, there's the you, the performer, but there's also this artifact called the script. Has the script been changing right to the last minute?
Oh yeah, a lot. An awful lot. It's still a living thing, so I don't want to script it down till the last performance. And we have an open Word document which changes like every day a little. So every day we try to improve the texts and improve the writing. So it's a living thing, and it will live on until the last show.
Can you take me into one of your rehearsals?
Yeah, sure, I can. Yeah.
So describe it to me. What would a typical rehearsal look and sound like?
Well, we first come in at with coffee, and we talk a little about what we're going to do today. And at once, I put on we step on the floor and we say, "Well, let's now tell each other why I left you as a lover, why I would leave you." And then we improvise about that, and then we try to look it back. We film everything. And after we filmed it, we look back and we think, well, there's something good in this or not. And if it has something good, we try to evolve it into more and more. And this way we got a huge pile of acts and a huge pile of ideas, which we worked out. And those we pick from. So we have all those little thingies and we pick from it what we like most. And we say, well, this is the play. And after that, so that's the first part of the rehearsal period. And after that, we are actually trying to make it one thing. So there comes an director, an ending director, and a dramaturge, and they say, well, I get this, and this I do not get. And we fight with them, because we don't agree, or we do agree. And that way the play evolves into more one thing, and one theater play, and it will evolve until the last show ends.
And have you brought it, or are you going to bring it home?
Yes, I do.
So, I mean, what's been the response, or what do you think the response will be from people in your hometown?
Different. A lot of. I think it's very. You would recognize a lot in it, because it's very much about my own past in Arnhem, and it's also about Arnhem as a thing. And I think they'll like it. I think it's also an ode to Arnhem, and it's also an ode to the place you left with purpose. And I think that ode is very loving, because it's still quite loving in me. So in that way, I think people in my hometown will enjoy it, I think.
Final question, Luke. I think you've kind of answered this already, but how have you changed since the beginning of this journey till now?
A lot. I kind of evolved from, well, Arnhem, into, well, Arnhem, and perhaps we'll leave Arnhem and be in Amsterdam. So it was a whole journey from all my own discoveries with what I have with Arnhem and what I don't have, what I don't like about Arnhem. But it's also a whole discovery which is put into play. So I think that journey we've made, yeah.
And that journey continues here at Amsterdam Fringe. Luke, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you much.